for Shizzle, Dizzle.
Ah, 3 o'clock growl. Yeah, the big guy. So, John, you were just no contest. You just, it was a walkover. Travis Rogers just crushed you on the course, huh?
Travis would have beaten most PGA pros, I think. Oh, by the way, speaking of PGA pros, we're giving away, what is it, Lindsay, $100 Roger Dunn gift card?
Yeah, yep. In a half hour.
But yeah, Travis was, I think Travis, he played the best I've ever seen him, and I've played with him a lot. Even if I would have played my best, I don't think I beat him, which, by the way, leads me into this UCLA story.
Okay.
Is that UCLA, I can't believe you guys don't think, UCLA played, I think, about as good as they can play.
They did.
They came up short. You guys both say you rather would have lost by 20. That makes no sense.
So much easier to lose.
No, I love the way UCLA played. Can't wait to see him out there again next year. Love the coach.
As a fan, I totally get it. As a fan, it was a fantastic game to watch. But I really had no rooting interest. I mean, I'm not a huge UCLA fan. I don't root for UCLA. So to me, it was just a basketball game. As a basketball game, it was wildly entertaining. As a player, I would rather be blown out than lose on a buzzer beater.
What is wrong with you? You want to play your best all the time. If you don't win, you don't win, but you got
to You're trying to have it both ways because you throw away the golf event saying, I have no chance. You were UCLA and he was Gonzaga. Travis was Gonzaga. You were UCLA. Don't you think that was easier than losing close?
No, I wish I would have taken Travis to the 18th hole. I just wasn't good enough. I think you always want to play your best no matter what. And by the way, that's the great thing about golf. When I play you, I'm giving you 53 strokes.
53 strokes.
All you should care about is staying within that window.
Yeah.
You know? You don't want, if you lose, you don't want to lose. You don't want me to, you don't want to shoot 190.
I really need a good golf pro for lessons on the west side.
Okay.
Golf pro for lessons.
I'm sure you will hear from people now.
Email me, venicemace@gmail.com. John, what's your email address?
venicemace@gmail.com.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. 877-710-ESPN. The Lakers.
Yeah, I was just going to bring them up.
Yeah, just did not
you said
look
good something,
at all yesterday.
You said something on that was unfair when you did the tease.
What did
you,
I say?
You said that the Lakers just generated no offense.
Well, it's true. They since LeBron has been out, they've only scored over 100 three times.
Right, but one of those times was Friday when they won in Sacramento by, you know, they scored 120 points. I think if they hit threes, they can score. The reason I think it's unfair is that take the two best players off of any team. Take Kawhi Leonard and Paul George off of the Clippers.
Yep.
Is that team going to score? No. Take Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons off of the Sixers. That team's going to lose. These aren't the Lakers. These are the guys trying to hold it down until LeBron and AD come back. And what makes that difficult, Mace, is this week, the schedule. Tomorrow, they play the Raptors in Tampa. The Raptors are playing their home games in Tampa. The Raptors beat the Warriors by 53 points on Friday night. So Toronto's capable of really running it up. Then, after that, it gets almost impossible. They play Toronto, then they play at Miami on Thursday, at Brooklyn on Saturday. Miami made it to the finals last year, and that team is just revving up. Brooklyn's the best team in the NBA. After that, the Knicks, and then they go to Charlotte before they come home on the 15th.
Charlotte, LaMelo's gone for the year. That's a shame.
Yeah, but you got to be patient this week if you're a Laker fan. You got to hang on. And don't let go of the rope.
But I mean,
there could be
they...
some ugly losses here until we get our guys back. But when we do, I think the Lakers are right back to where they need to be and one of the favorites to win the title.
You say if they make threes, they're shooting over the last 10, 31% from three.
Right. But on Friday night, they showed they're capable of going off. They made 50% of their threes and they blew them out. So they
but this
make...
is never going to be mistaken for a good three-point shooting team.
Well, it depends. I mean, last year in the playoffs, they couldn't miss. That's one of the main reasons they won the title. They just got hot. But part of all these things are related. When AD and LeBron are in there, they draw double teams.
And they get better looks.
Right. So without those guys, you don't get a lot of open shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it does make you wonder if Rob's going to go out and try and get a shooter with that other roster spot.
Well, I think we're waiting to see who else may be bought out. I mean, the guys that get rumored all the time are Avery Bradley, who's stuck in Houston right now, and Otto Porter Jr., who's stuck in Orlando. Those are two guys that are good three and D players.
Yeah, did you see that Damian Jones, who the Lakers signed to a couple of 10 days and who they really liked, they just didn't re-sign him because they were going to get Andre Drummond, which eventually happened. Damian Jones signed with the Kings today. He's going to get a shot in Sacramento.
Good for him. I mean, I think generally it's hard to watch the games only because, I mean, these will be tough games to watch. Now, Toronto, I think, is a winnable game.
Yeah,
Toronto, the next one, is the most winnable.
Kyle Lowry's probably not going to play, but he wasn't playing the other night when they destroyed the Warriors. By the way, that was one of the most one-sided games in NBA history. At one point, they led by like 65 points. I don't know what's happening with the Warriors, but they are, I think they've lost.
Well, I think Draymond Green said it best. I'm not motivated to go for the 10th seed.
Yeah, Michael was really surprised by that. He thought that was bordering on insubordination.
He did.
Michael did, yeah. And he likes Draymond. But he said, you can't have one of your best players coming out and saying that. And why I was surprised he said it was, let's say they got into the play-in tournament. Let's say they were the 10. They could curry a game. They could curry a win or two. And you only need to win two games then to get into a 7-game series.
And get whacked by Houston, or get whacked by Utah.
I don't know.
Are
we sure Utah is that a sweep? Utah over Golden State?
Utah in five. Curry can curry a game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I do understand to some degree what he's saying. Especially after winning championships, it's probably hard to get up to be the 10 seed for a play-in spot, to be the 8 seed to lose to the 1 seed.
It's just he's being paid, you know, he's one of their highest paid players. And to have one of your highest paid players come out and say, I'm not really into it this year. It's, you know, not our year. You know, imagine if you or I did that. If we came out and said to ESPN, yeah, we're not really into it this year. We'll circle the wagons again next year. We're going to mail it in this year.
Yeah.
It's just a bad look.
So do you think they are mailing it in?
I think Draymond thinks they're mailing it in.
Yeah, Draymond. Well, I mean, you lose by how many? 53?
53.
Yeah.
To, and not, by the way, not to the Nets.
Correct.
To a Raptors team without Kyle Lowry. They just got boat raced because they didn't play as hard as Toronto did.
Yeah. So next, let's do the next five. Toronto, Miami, Brooklyn, New York, Charlotte.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Upset win in Toronto tomorrow.
Shocked, I'm going to call that a win.
Shocked the Heat on Thursday,
like they
beat them last year.
Yep.
The biggest shocking win of the season, Saturday night on national TV against Brooklyn.
That's a loss.
KCP for his first 40-point game
KCP
as a pro.
KCP a 40-point game against Brooklyn. Wow.
Yeah, then they go into New York to take on the Knicks.
Yeah, that's
and,
a loss.
You know, the Knicks, you can never underestimate the Knicks, but because it's the big stage – it's Madison Square Garden. That's where Marc Gasol makes his hay.
Oh,
big game
do
for
not
Marc
even,
and,
do not even bring up Marc Gasol in this conversation.
And then at Charlotte, I think that they're going to want to put on a show in front of Michael Jordan, and that's where the great Caruso has his best game of the year. 5-0.
Boy, you are just pipe dreaming. They lose 4 out of 5 on that. They're going to steal one. I think it'll be the Toronto game.
If I'm perhaps wrong in any way, don't let go of the rope if you're a Laker fan.
Yeah, don't hang on to the rope, people.
Because
keep on pulling.
If we had LeBron, wouldn't you not agree if we had LeBron and AD for these games, instead of being the underdog in all five, we'd be the favorite, and maybe not in Brooklyn.
Four of the five. We'd be a favorite in 4 of the 5.
That's how much difference those two guys make.
Yeah, no question. All right, coming up next, what is your biggest cultural blind spot? I've been asking that question for a while, and we're finally going to be able to get to it next. And standing by right now with a look at traffic, who has no cultural blind spots, I would imagine. Kiki is standing by.
What do you think? 5-0 this week. Shocked the world, Lakers.
I was laughing with Lindsay. I heard Lindsay start laughing. I'm optimistic. So
excellent.
I'm going to go 5-0 like you. John, real quick, I was thinking about you on Saturday. I was thinking about you Saturday morning. And then I was thinking about you again Saturday night.
Wow. You've got an issue.
I'm glad I left this kind of impression on you.
What are you saying exactly?
Not like that for the golf, you know, golf outing with Travis. And then, of course, UCLA. I was thinking about him during that shot.
Yeah.
I just – I thought of you and my nephew, Cody, who also is a UCLA graduate. And
Karen,
I can
honestly tell you, I was not even mad.
I wouldn't be mad
so
either.
Good and put on such a great show.
Absolutely.
That I thought, you know what? All the time I invested in UCLA this year was totally worth it. Love that team. Everybody coming back if Juzang doesn't turn pro.
Oh,
and I'll be right
amazing.
Back. Yeah, I'll be right back there next year. I love
that. Listen,
them.
That's the best attitude to have. They weren't intimidated, and they gave me the best game I've ever seen. So
there you go.
Hopefully you had a great weekend other than those two things.
Right, what's
hey,
it looking like out there?
Stop thinking about John.
Sorry.
No, I like that.
I think about you all the time.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Too.
Steve Mason and John Ireland, a stoner and a cheat.
Oh, that's awesome. By the way, I'm California sober is what I am, John. I'm California sober. You know what that means, right?
I have no idea.
It means I don't drink. But anything else is fair game. I had a very, you know, yesterday was one of those days where I lost all self-respect or had no self-respect to start with. Early afternoon, started blazing. By 5 o'clock, Domino's was at the house, including those cinnamon things you dip in the icing. It was just a day where I had no self. That's how I know I have no self-respect. It's when I order Domino's.
Cinnamon things that you dip in the icing.
Oh, they're so good.
What are those, Jorge? What's he talking about?
They're like little rolls, right, Mace? The little cinnamon rolls?
It's like the pizza dough is baked up into like a little roll.
Oh, God, that sounds fattening.
And then you dip it into the icing, kind of the ice. So you're making like your own little baby Cinnabon.
Okay, the best Domino's dessert, though, is the chocolate lava cake.
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. Yep.
About the brownies? They've got brownies, too.
I haven't tried those yet.
Lots of ways to go wrong. Lots of ways to go wrong at Domino's. All right, so I wanted to bring this up. Now, Jorge, you saw Godzilla. Ireland, I'm assuming you have not seen Godzilla?
You are assuming correct.
Lindsay, did you watch it?
Not yet.
Okay.
It's on my to-do list.
So I thought it was really good. By the way, also this weekend, watch Judas and the Black Messiah, which is absolutely fantastic. Daniel Kaluuya. And Lakeith Stanfield, both amazing in that, the story of Fred Hampton. But in the meantime, Godzilla, I will not give away the ending. I will not say who won the fight, even though there was, in my mind,
a clear winner.
Yeah, Jorge, I would say there's a clear winner, wouldn't you?
I don't know. Let's just keep it that way.
Okay, I say there's a clean winner. But they talked to one of the stars of that is Millie Bobby Brown. Do you know who she is?
Yeah.
17 years old, she's a star of Stranger Things, and now she's got Godzilla vs. Kong. Now, she says she has never watched a Marvel movie.
Me either.
Marvel has grossed $22.56 billion worldwide. She has never watched a Star Wars movie, generated $10.3 billion worldwide. Never watched a Harry Potter movie, has done $7.7 billion worldwide. She's 17, she's in the movie business. Isn't it weird that she hasn't seen the biggest hits?
No, because I haven't either. I've never seen a Marvel movie.
But she's 17.
But I've had more time to watch than her. I only watched the first 6 Star Wars movies, so I haven't watched any of the modern Star Wars movies. Mace, I've never seen a Harry Potter movie. I've never seen a Lord of the Rings movie.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Ireland. The only thing out of all of those I've seen is Star Wars. I've watched one Marvel movie. I don't even remember which one it was, but I haven't watched any Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter either.
Billy Mack will go to, my buddy Bill McDonald did his Lakers TV, will go wait in line the day a Star Wars movie opens so he can be the first one to see it.
I'm the same with Marvel. I've never seen a Harry Potter movie. I have to admit, that's a cultural blind spot for me. I've never seen a Harry Potter movie, but I love... I love the Marvel universe. I love the Star Wars universe. I love the DC universe even. I watched Justice League, the new version, a couple of weeks ago. But biggest cultural blind spot. Now, those are her. She hasn't seen Marvel, Star Wars, or Harry Potter. John, aside from those, do you have another cultural blind spot?
Yes. Video games. I have in this house a PS4 and a Wii. I've never played a video game on either one of them, other than that thing you can do on the Wii, which is a sports game, where you can play baseball and play tennis and play. That's the only one I've ever done. I just never. Video games got really huge right after I got out of college, and then after that, everyone younger than me started down the video game thing, and I've just never. It's a complete cultural blind spot. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Like, guys like Freddie Prinze are basically professional gamers.
Right. They're on Twitch. They're gaming, and they're BSing at the same time.
For me, complete cultural blind spot. You could ask me, like, I know there is a Call of Duty. I've never played it. I know there is a Grand Theft Auto. I've never played it. That's it for me. Video games, total cultural blind spot.
So I do have a PS4. I haven't gotten the PS5. And Call of Duty is a game that I went through a streak on where I played it an awful lot and got, I think, decent. But cultural blind spot, absolutely video games aside from Call of Duty are in there. You know what my biggest one is? The Office. I have never seen an episode of The Office.
That shocks me because The Office is brilliant. I mean, it is really, there's a couple episodes of The Office. I remember one time I was on a plane and Lisa and I were flying someplace.
Yep.
And I was watching an episode of The Office where Steve Carell admitted he likes to wake up to the smell of bacon in the morning. So he put a George Foreman grill on the floor next to his bed. And when he woke up in the middle of the night, he stepped on the George Foreman grill and burned his foot. And he thought his foot needed to be amputated. He thought he needed an MRI. He thought it was like, what happens after that? And I was laughing so hard on the plane, I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
And Lisa goes, "You're embarrassing yourself." I said, "I cannot stop laughing." And I was like doubled over for 20 minutes. I had to pause it. I had tears coming out of my eyes. There are episodes of The Office that are so friggin' good. Just the relationship between Jim and Dwight alone would make you laugh for a month.
Yeah, just I never watched an episode of it. I know I should.
You'd love it.
So, Lindsay, we were talking off the air about Ryan Russillo. I like Ryan a lot. The strangest take I've ever heard out of anybody on the radio ever is Ryan convinced that Pam on that show, Jenna Fischer, is evil. He thinks that she's a bad person. And like Pam is like
the sweetest, nicest person ever.
But Russillo says it's all an act, and we got to get him on one day. But Mason, maybe after you've watched some of The Office.
Yeah.
He's just convinced that she had an ulterior motive and that she's evil. And he really believes it. And I've heard him on other shows like try and explain it. And I it's like the most backwards take of all time. The Office is fantastic. That's interesting. You have never seen... Jorge, you've seen The Office, right?
I have not, no.
Really?
Uh-uh. My 14-year-old brother's a huge fan, though. He's 14. He loves it.
There's some great characters.
Lindsay's got a cultural blind spot. She's never seen Caddyshack.
I mean, I've seen it like enough to... Like, I've seen some of the jokes and stuff. Like, I've never sat down and watched it recently, but I remember, like, my dad watching it when I was younger, so I've, like, seen it on before. But
did you guys actually ever go back and watch The Godfather like we prescribed?
Nope.
Mace, I've watched all three of them in the past 2 weeks. Like, you know, when I see I've told you this before, when I see The Godfather, I can't not stop on it.
Right.
And so for whatever reason, I've caught 1, 2, and last night caught 3 and watched probably 90% of it.
3 is very under... I mean, 3 is not as on the level of the other two, but 3 is very, very good.
And by the way, if they would have casted someone other than Sofia Coppola in that role, it would have been
great. Oh, she just killed it.
Yeah, she drags it. But other than that, it's not bad at all. I was surprised. Like, Joe Mantegna is great in that.
Oh, Joe Mantegna is fantastic.
Joey Zaza.
How about
Joey Zaza?
Andy Garcia, great in that.
Jorge, what did you say?
How about anime? Are you guys are into like anime and all
None.
That stuff?
Yeah, zero.
Me either.
Are
no,
you?
I can't. No, I can't. I don't get it. I don't know. It's not my thing.
There's always those women dressed up like
yeah.
bunnies.
There's
and
conventions
stuff downtown
that and... we used to do across the street here, and you see all the guys and girls dressed up and stuff. I don't get it. You know?
Crazy costumes.
Yeah, I wouldn't
I don't
even
get it.
Like if you lined up like the five best costumes from anime.
Yeah.
And said, Ireland, what are those from? I'd be 0-5.
I mean, it's cool. I like the costumes, the way they look, but it's just, you know, one of those
seems
things.
Seems a little kooky to me. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm not a judgmental guy, but they're weird.
Right. Come on, man.
Coming up next for you, what are the Lakers' expectations?
And aren't we giving away a $100 gift card to
yeah,
Roger
Yeah, we're giving
Dunn
away a $100 gift card to Roger Dunn Golf Shops. It's
so
Masters
Philip,
Week.
Yeah, fill up the phones, 877-710-ESPN. I've come up with a somewhat ungoogleable game
okay,
that
good.
We will give away a $100 gift card to somebody on the phones next.
All right, Mason and Ireland, 710.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
ESPN. And you know the old saying, John, no
Which
one
is?
Outfits golfers better than Roger Dunn Golf Shop. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, they analyze your swing in their Foresight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf bags, more. Go to Roger Dunn Golf Shops for a complete fitting today. That's what they always say, John.
Well, you're going to have to buy golf clothes for the big golf event coming up. You know, you
golf,
can't...
Golf clothes I don't care about.
All right.
I'm going to wear my normal jeans and hoodie.
Okay, I like it. Okay, so we're giving away a $100 gift card to Roger Dunn Gift Shops. Do we have four callers on the line, Mace?
We do, as a matter of fact.
All right, let me know when you're ready, and I'll
okay.
hit with this game.
Okay. We are going to start with Gio in Highland Park. Gio, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Good. Gio, are you a golfer?
No, but I like watching golf.
And so okay. you'll take the $100. You'll take the $100
yeah,
gift
course.
Card and go get some swag. Okay.
Okay. Good.
So, Gio, here it is. If you take the PGA Tour's all-time earning list, the three guys who have made the most money and who have won the Masters are Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Dustin Johnson. If you add up the combined career earnings of those three former Masters champs, how much does it total? The one hint I'll give you, Gio, it's over $150 million. Take a shot.
Okay. Let's see this. Tiger has to have like over $300.
Need an answer.
Yeah,
four.
I think seven. $550 million.
$550 million. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And who's next, man?
Frank in Fullerton. Frank, you're on 710 ESPN. Hey.
All right.
How's it going? Happy Monday.
Happy
hey,
Monday, Frank.
You,
all right. Combined earnings, if you add them up, of Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Dustin Johnson, it's more than $150 million. How much?
$369 million.
Okay,
Harry and Irvine. Harry, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
What's up, man? How are you guys?
Good,
Harry. How you doing? Combined earnings of Tiger, Phil, and Dustin Johnson, how much?
Let's go $700 million.
Okay. $700 million. All right. And last stop is Kevin in Camarillo. Kevin, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller. Love golf. Looking for a new set of irons.
Excellent. Well,
cool,
well let's help get you there, Kevin. Combined career earnings of Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and Dustin Johnson.
I'm going to go with $420 million for Mason.
Oh,
420 million. It is a magic number, but I have a feeling not here.
Everybody went way over, but the guy who is the closest is Frank, who
yep,
guessed
Frank.
$369 million. The combined total earnings is $284,446,875. So almost $285 million total if you combine those three. And there is your... your
Yeah, stay
winner,
on the line, Frank.
Frank, and we'll get you a $100 gift card.
Yes, and swing by Roger Dunn Golf Shops. Get custom fit today. Shop online, worldwidegolfshops.com.
And Lindsay texted me during this game and said her guess is $1.5 billion. So she was just a little outside.
I was considering, like, sponsorships and all that stuff,
no,
too.
No, it's just money you've won playing golf.
Okay. Yeah, Lindsay, $1.5 billion. Well, you weren't even close.
If you, Ooh, you think Stan Kroenke's on the list?
If you did factor in their sponsorships, it'd probably be more than a $1.5
billion.
Well,
if we factored in sponsorships, Tiger might be $1.5 billion by himself.
For shizzle dizzle.
For shizzle dizzle.
Thanks, Snoop.
So, real quick here, Lakers are going on the road now for a 5-game road trip starting tomorrow. They are in Florida to take on the Toronto Raptors. And Frank Vogel, after yesterday's loss to the Clippers, talked about the upcoming road games.
Yeah, just one game at a time. We got to beat the Raptors. You know, that's what it comes down to. We'll do our work. We'll compete and see what happened in this game, break down the film, improve from it, and put together a plan to beat the Raptors and take it one game at a time.
Here's Kuzma on the upcoming 5-game road trip.
I mean, we just got to get back to what we did. You know, if you look back at those 3 wins that we had so far, you know, it starts with playing the right way on offense. You know, defense, never worried. I think we've done a pretty good job of every game we played outside of maybe one game from a defensive standpoint. You know, even tonight, you know, we held to 104, whatever it was. You know, our thing is offensively playing the right way, trusting the pass, giving yourself to the team. You know, if we can do that, you know, I think we'll give ourselves a chance.
You know, it's funny. That's obviously a Zoom interview with Kyle Kuzma. And we talked to Bill Plunkett from the Southern California News Group a little bit earlier today about his job. And, of course, it's all Zoom calls and Zoom press conferences. And so there's no reason for him to go on the road with the Dodgers. He's not in Oakland with the Dodgers right now. I wonder if that's a business that's going to come back.
It's a fair question.
Do you think beat writers traveling around with teams is a thing that's going to continue when this is all over?
Well, keep in mind, even the local announcers, guys like Michael and I, guys like Joe Davis and Oral Hershiser, are not traveling. Joe and Oral are doing all these games from L.A. Michael and I are doing all these games on this road trip from L.A. Billy and Stu, same thing.
Do you think the era of traveling is over?
I don't know. You know, ABC and TNT bring their announcers in sometimes. For example, Mike Breen, Jeff Van Gundy, and Mark Jackson, along with Rachel, were all at the Laker-Clipper game yesterday.
Yes.
But Mike last week did a game from his home in New York. So there's no consistency to it. I think it will depend on where we are with the health and safety protocols and what's allowed and what isn't. But I think it's a possibility, to answer your question. We've figured out a way to do it without traveling. Whether or not that will stay, kind of hope not. I'd like to get back inside the building. I think that would be fun, but it's not going to be up to us, obviously. We just got to do what our bosses say.
I mean, one of the big, bold headlines right now is that fans are coming back to both the NBA and to Major League Baseball here in Los Angeles. The Angels have already had home games, and they've had crowds. The Dodgers will have their first crowd for opening day on Thursday of this week, and they will unveil their World Series championship banner, get their rings, all that stuff with the fans there. I think something like 11,000 fans. And then on the 15th, as the safety protocols and stuff have been followed with the county and the state, there will be some number of fans at Staples Center for the Lakers-Celtics game. And we don't know the details of that yet, except that there will be fans in there.
Right. And how they're going to do it, and how exactly it's going to be executed, and like for example,
and they are going to unveil the banner, right?
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that. They say they're working on a plan that they will announce. But I mean, I don't know the little things either, Mace. Like for example, will they have concessions? I don't know.
Right.
You know, right now when we go in, no food and drink allowed.
Yeah.
So
you got to take your mask off to food and drink.
Right. So there'll be some. Less than ideal conditions, but to be honest, I'm hugely excited about getting any fans back into the building. I think it's going to make a huge difference. And the games haven't been the same without the fans, so let's get them in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's coming. And John, you've got to make preparations now for the Mason Labor Day party. It's happening. The blowout.
Hey, here's a question. Right after the show today, I'm getting my first shot, my first vaccine shot. Did you do
Which one are you getting, the Moderna or the Pfizer?
Pfizer. Which one did you do?
I got the Moderna.
Okay, so I've heard that the first shot, you didn't have a big hangover after the first shot, right?
No, just a sore arm.
Okay. And then I got to go back in like four
and I
weeks.
Didn't get sick after the second one either. I just got another sore arm.
Okay, good.
Yeah, not everybody's having adverse effects to the second one other than sore arm. It's a sore. It's sore. But there are some people that have symptoms. Like I know not stepdad Leo was in bed for a day, but he's kind of soft. but most people have done well with it. Okay. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games, and it is Ireland's game today as we get ready for the college basketball national championship game, which you will hear tonight here on 710 ESPN. 5 o'clock starts our coverage. It is Gonzaga, the favorite, versus Baylor. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Game of Games time. It is sponsored by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They are our plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. All right. It is John Ireland's game today. So far in the month of March, what's the scorecard? The scorecard says it is
April, man.
Ireland April. 2, April.
Not March.
Ireland
yeah.
2 and Lindsay 1 so far in the month of April.
Okay, guys. So Lindsay can play, Jorge can play, and of course Mace can play. Here's the game. In honor of tonight's NCAA title game between Gonzaga and Baylor, I have an NCAA championship game quiz. It's multiple choice. Now, we have the game. Lindsay, what time is it starting? 5 o'clock tonight is our coverage?
Yeah, 5 o'clock coverage.
Yep. Okay. 5 o'clock.
All right. So here's question one. I have 7 questions and a tiebreaker.
Okay.
All right. UCLA won 10 titles between 1964 and 1975. They lost in 1966 when Texas Western won it, and they lost again in 1974. Who won the title in 74? Lindsay, is it A, Notre Dame, B, North Carolina State, or C, Kentucky?
I'll guess Notre Dame.
Okay, Jorge.
I'll say B.
You say North Carolina State.
Yeah.
Mace.
I think it was Notre Dame.
Jorge is your winner. It was North Carolina State with David Thompson that knocked UCLA off. So George Briones with a rare lead in the game. All right. Tonight, Gonzaga is trying to become the first team to win the title and go undefeated since Indiana did it in 1976. Who did Indiana beat in the championship game that year? George, was it A, Michigan, B, Kentucky, or C, North Carolina?
I'll say B, Kentucky.
All right, you're going Kentucky. Mace?
I'm going North Carolina.
You're going North Carolina. Lindsay?
I'll guess Kentucky.
All three of you wrong. The answer was A, Michigan, and nobody gets the point. All right. Question three. Mace, you go first this time.
Okay.
The 1982 title game between North Carolina and Georgetown featured 3 future NBA Hall of Famers. Which one of those Hall of Famers was named the tournament's most outstanding player that year? Was it A, Patrick Ewing, B, James Worthy, C, Michael Jordan? Ewing, Worthy, or Jordan? Mace?
Named best for the year or the
most
tournament?
Outstanding player of the tournament that year.
Of the tournament. I will say that was Patrick Ewing.
Okay, Lindsay.
B.
You're going James Worthy. Jorge.
What was C?
Lindsay gets the point. It was James Worthy. Michael Jordan hit the big shot that won it, but James Worthy averaged more than 20 points a game that year, and a shout-out to my guy, Big Game James. Yeah. All right, Lindsay won. Jorge won. Mace, yet to scratch,
as Stu Lance would say.
All right, back to Lindsay. You go first. Only one of these three coaches has won multiple national championships, more than one. Is it A, John Calipari, B, Jim Boeheim, or C, Jay Wright? Calipari, Boeheim, or Wright, Lindsay?
I'll guess Calipari.
All right, Jorge.
I'll go A.
You're going Calipari. Mace.
And I'll go Calipari also.
John Calipari has only won one national title. Boeheim, so has Jim Boeheim. The answer is Jay Wright, who has won two of the last four at Villanova.
Wow.
All right. Wow, so it's still Lindsay.
We're really
won.
Awful at this game.
Jorge won. Man, that's why
we
it's
really
multiple.
Know our college hoops.
No, that's why it's multiple choice. So we'll get a winner out of it. All right.
We'll find one.
We'll find one by hook or by crook.
Even if you're terrible, we'll call you a winner.
All right. Which school won the very first NCAA basketball championship game? The very first one. Jorge, you're first. A, Ohio State. B, Oregon. Or C, Indiana. Jorge, Ohio State, Oregon, or Indiana?
Indiana.
All right, Mace, Ohio State, Oregon, or Indiana?
Oregon.
Lindsay, Ohio State, Oregon, or Indiana?
Ohio State.
Steve Mason's on the board. Yes. The answer is Oregon.
Whew,
back in
that.
1939. Way to go, Mace. All right. 1-1-1. It doesn't get closer than this.
No, this is for these are for everything now.
All right. So
how many are left?
We have two questions left and a tiebreaker. All right. Mace, you go first this time. Most people know that Bill Walton holds the record for most points in the title game with 44. But that's not the record for the most points in a Final Four game.
Okay.
That record, 58 points, is held by A, Bill Bradley, Princeton, B, Pete Maravich, LSU, or C, Lou Alcindor, UCLA. Mace, A, B, or C?
I'm going to go Pistol Pete.
All right. Lindsay, A, B, or C?
C.
George, A, B, or C?
I'll go with B.
All three of you have missed it again. Oh. The answer is Senator Bill Bradley had 58 points in a game. And we remain tied going to the final question.
This
real
is for
barn
everything.
Burner over here.
This is as close as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. All right.
Dramatic music.
Which one of these cities has never hosted a Final Four? Is it A, San Diego, B, Portland, or C, Miami? Lindsay, San Diego, Portland, or Miami, A, B, or C? What do you think?
I'm going to guess Miami.
All right, Jorge.
I'll
San
say Portland.
Diego, Portland, you're going Portland. Mace.
Let's decide this. I'm going San Diego.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Oh, come on.
And that winner is, again, Lindsay Fuller.
Oh,
Miami
man.
Has never hosted. It's hosted tons of Super Bowls and national championship games.
College kids to the tournament in Miami. Come on, guys. For shizzle, dizzle.
What kind of dump did they play? Did they play in the San Diego Sports Arena?
Yeah, in John Wooden's last year in 1975.
Was that place still a dump back then?
It they have done no improvements on it whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I heard it. You know, I love the movie Almost Famous.
Yes.
So there's a scene in Almost Famous where young William, the writer, has to go to a Stillwater concert at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Okay.
They didn't even need to do any retrofitting. They just went and shot it, you know, like in 2000 at the San Diego Sports Arena. And it looks exactly the same.
You know, are we going to do our Jeopardy match this week? Aaron Rodgers is hosting Jeopardy. We're
starting
to
tonight.
Me versus Ireland in Jeopardy.
Lindsay, are you preparing a Jeopardy game for us?
Yeah, which day do you guys want to do it? I mean, we have short show tomorrow and Thursday.
Let's do it Wednesday.
Let's do it Wednesday.
Wednesday or Friday. Those are the 2 days without Laker games.
Okay.
and just pull questions directly from the show.
I don't know how to do the whole thing.
No, well, there's a million. There's like an online version of Jeopardy, and there's a Jeopardy app where you can play.
Oh, I thought we were going to get like Aaron Rodgers asking the question, and then we answer something like that.
Yeah, Lindsay, whatever's easier for you. It'd be harder to cheat if you don't use the actual Aaron Rodgers questions.
Correct. If we use Aaron Rodgers,
I'm afraid Mason will actually watch the show and cheat.
Yeah, whatever. I am not the one with a reputation for cheating on the show. I do not have Google fingers like Michael Thompson. I don't trust anything.
Well, yeah,
that's why, Lindsay, come up
with your own questions that were not actually on the show, and that way it'll be an objective game, okay?
Okay, that'll work.
Gonzaga -4.5 tonight, John. What's the right side of the game?
Baylor. I think Baylor's going to win it.
Really?
When you unplugged when you kicked the power cord and unplugged your Comrex and left the show for 10 minutes,
yes.
I made my pick. I think if you study the history of Baylor, this program was completely in shambles 10 years ago. There was a murder. The coach tried to cover it up. There was lying, cheating. They let all the players leave to go to other schools without having to sit out a year. Baylor looked like they were doomed for the next 50 years, and Scott Drew has brought him back. He's gotten him this far. I think Gonzaga suffered an incredible blow on Saturday when UCLA almost knocked him out. I'm going with Baylor. How about you?
I think you're exactly wrong, and for exactly the reason. I think once you get that really, really close win, the one that pushes you to the edge.
Happened with UCLA in 1995, Tyus Edney.
Everybody has one of those games that scare the hell out of them, and then they wind up winning. I think Gonzaga's going to win this game. I think they're going to win it comfortably. I think they have more talent on the roster, and I would absolutely lay those points, 4.5 points Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga's going to win this thing going away.
Well, the closest game they've played in months was the UCLA game.
Oh, yeah. Every other game had been decided by double digits.
Right. They'd won 24 straight games by double digits.
Plus, isn't this the culmination of Mark Few?
Well, he's not going anywhere. I mean, he's had offers.
No, but I mean, isn't this – we've seen this mid-major team that we thought, well, maybe this is the year they make – that year they make the run. To me, there's something fulfilling about Mark Few winning this championship, doing what he's done, where he's done it, taking an untraditional school and turned it into a basketball powerhouse. I would feel great for Mark Few to win tonight.
Well, and you know, Mark Few's had opportunities to leave for major program. He got UCLA wanted him, and he turned it down. Oregon wanted him. You know, in Oregon's a great job because you have Phil Knight's money backing you up. And by the way, Mace, the number one recruit in the country, who's this 7'2 kid,
yep,
has signed to go to Gonzaga next year.
Wow.
So even if they lose Jalen Suggs and Timmy and all these guys that are the stars on this team,
yep,
they're reloading next year. One thing about UCLA, they may lose Juzang. He may have played himself into the first round of the NBA draft, but they have no seniors, including Juzang. They have no seniors on that team.
Right.
So they got everybody coming back next year. Like, USC's going to lose the Mobley brothers.
Yeah,
definitely lose Evan. So Gonzaga is not only going to be good this year, they're going to be good next year.
All right. Meanwhile, Dodgers in action tonight against the Oakland A's. It is Frankie Montas versus the A's versus Dustin May making his season debut for the Dodgers. That game starts at like 6:40. So a lot going on tonight, and we will be here to wrap up all of it tomorrow for you. Mesa and Ireland in the books for today. Coming up next, Sedano, LZ, and Cap, 710 ESPN.